what are you looking forward to in 2023? After this year, I think it's safe to say we're all thinking of things to get excited for next year. Things to help us wake up in the morning, things that make us curious or actually proud to be a person on this planet. And some of those things are in the stars, some are on our TV screens, some are based off the hard work of scientists and doctors, because despite the feeling that we are moving backwards at times, there are always people fighting the good fight to help us learn and grow and feel all the things humans are supposed to feel. So today, we're talking about things that you should give a shit about in 2023. Things that hopefully make this crazy thing we call life a bit more tolerable. And to help me do that, I've got the two people who make my life tolerable, which after this year is truly saying something. Hello, Darina.
Hola, hola. Can you believe this is our last podcast recording of the year?
Whoa, I hadn't even realized that. Damn. Okay, and a good one to do it. And of course, Steph Sabra. What's up, Steph?
Hello. Happy to be here. I'm excited that we get to talk about the good shit that's going on next year. Things that we have to look forward to.
Yeah, me too. We spend a lot of time caring about things, which means that we also spend a lot of time venting and bitching and talking about the horrible state of the world. So it is really nice to have some things on our dock where we're like, yeah, that's something that we can hold on to, something we can look forward to. And I think that for all of us, as we are the nerdiest of nerds, one of the big categories of things that we're looking forward to in 2023 is, of course, film. There's a lot of movies coming out this year, but just a couple of them that we're really looking forward to. Dee, what is on your top list?
So here's the thing about the movies is that they make me happy. Art is the best. So obviously we're going to talk about a lot of art we're looking forward to. But one of the movies that I happen to love that these ladies and I saw together was the great Denis Villeneuve, who did Dune. Dune was amazing, like incredible. We all love the movie so much. And the sequel is going to release next year, I believe, in November. And I am so excited for it. Like it was one of my most favorite experiences in the movie theater last year, because that is a movie that deserves to be watched on the biggest screen. It is a groundbreakingly visual, just beautiful art in my eyes. And I want to not ever close my eyes during the 2 to 3 hours that we're going to be watching that. Also, Hans Zimmer is coming back for the score. Love the score. Greg Fraser, who's this amazing cinematographer, just really, really excited for Dune 2.
It's so good that this is happening. Like seeing the first Dune and everybody taking to Twitter and being like, but that's an incomplete story. And it's like, well, bitch, show up for the second one. Just all you have to do is wait till 2023. I would not be more excited to see this and literally see it. I don't care as much about hearing it. I just want to see it with my eyes. It's like, I feel like a modern day Avatar, just in terms of its visual feat. So good.
Incredible. I'm sure Steph is very excited to see the Timothy come back as well.
Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya. I think they're both so beautiful, and they're gonna be a budding romance. I'm here for it.
Dude, everyone in that movie's beautiful though. Remember? You got your Rebecca Ferguson, you got your Oscar Isaac.
Steph, what's something that's on your list, a movie you're excited about?
I am very excited for The Little Mermaid, not because I'm that into Disney live action remakes. I think a lot of them are good. They're not my favorite, but I think they're good. But sometimes I like to watch the world burn, and when absolute jackasses are gonna inevitably be so upset to see an incredibly talented, beautiful, and extremely gifted singer take the role as Little Mermaid, but she's also a black woman. It's gonna be like so wild to watch, and I hope that it's so fucking good. I hope it's the best live action adaptation of one of the Disney classics that we've seen, because it will just be great to have that win. I feel like, you know what I mean? I just want that movie to win for so many reasons.
So badly feel you. A movie that I'm hoping wins, Creed 3. This is a movie that I think a lot of people are not stoked about because of the Sylvester Stallone drama going into it. But that being said, Michael B. Jordan is such a fox that, yes, and also he's directing this, and I really want to see what he can do with it. I love the entire Rocky franchise and the Creed extension of the Rocky franchise. And typically when these movies come out, I feel extremely motivated to like get up and fight. And I love movies that light a fire under your ass. So this is one that's definitely high on my list, coming out on March 3rd. Dee, any other movies for you that you're really looking forward to?
I don't know about you, but Roxy's Steffi here and I are very, very excited about the sequel to Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I believe it is called Across the Spider-Verse. I don't care what it's called. That movie is a freaking masterpiece. I've never been so pleasantly surprised to watch groundbreaking art visuals in this new, really cool animated form that I feel like I was watching it and every single person that's dead, like Stan Lee, that created all these characters, like, would have loved this movie. It's such a beautiful comic book movie. And I loved all the voice actors, like, you know, Nicolas Cage is my voice. If I had to pick any of the Spider-Men, I would be Spider-Noir. I'm just really excited about the sequel.
It's so upsetting that you don't know how much I love this first movie. It's one of the only animation movies that I fucks with. Like, I'm obsessed with Into the Spider-Verse. So you and Steffi can go see it yourselves. And
she had so much FOMO when I didn't know.
So much.
No, this movie's so good. It is so fucking good that I actually think if you don't feel that way, I can't form that deep of a bond with you. Because that's how just unanimously great this movie is,
especially as a stoner child.
Yeah,
what are you guys talking about? Staying in the vein of comic book movies, I'm really looking forward to what DC has to say about their future, and by 2023 we're gonna have a much clearer picture of what Gunn and Safran are planning on doing with DC. We have four DC movies slated to be on the big screen in 2023, Shazam being the first one, then Flash, then Blue Beetle, and then Aquaman. Now, what happens after that is anybody's guess, but as a DC loving nerd, the fact that we are going to get a Shazam, Flash, Blue Beetle, and Aquaman movie, I'm pretty stoked for it. Now, obviously, they're couldn't be more controversy around two of these movies. And yes, I'm talking about Flash because of Ezra Miller and Aquaman because of Amber Heard. There's a ton of drama. Save the drama for your mama. But character-wise, I love these characters. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the Flash must be the best movie of all time. Because the fact that that's still on their slate after everything Ezra Miller has done means that DC believes in this film. So yeah, I'm fucking looking forward to it. I am.
Me too, man. But here's the thing, though, is that y'all know that all I really care about is Michael Keaton's Batman, the best Batman to ever live. So like, they taking away some of that, like, that's just very disappointing, because that's all I want to see. I even heard a rumor that they would bring back Michelle Pfeiffer and then I would die. So maybe that's why it's not happening, so I don't die next year.
We don't know. We don't know with Gunn and Safran. You don't know, D. We could have some surprise appearances in the year. That's the exciting thing about Marvel and DC and how huge they've gotten. You just never know what you're going to see. And that's, I think, going to continue in 2023 in a very positive way.
And Gunn, we trust, man. He did make that masterpiece of The Suicide Squad.
Very true. Movies are dope, but as you guys know, TV is what makes my heart beat faster than anything, and nothing made me more excited than when Darina found a show this year that she fell head over heels in love with that's coming back next year. Dee, what's your most anticipated show of 2023?
It's obviously Yellowjackets, the best show on TV since Hannibal. Goddamn, this show was made for me. It is a horror thriller. You have no idea what the show's about. Really quickly, it's about a soccer team, a high school soccer team, that their flight basically crashes in the woods and in the wilderness, and we don't know where. And the story takes place between the time of the 90s where that was happening and then the future, which is the modern time where these women are grown up and you don't know who survived. And it's this whole like suspense thriller situation going on with a sick 90s soundtrack. It's a great show. It's got Christina Ricci, Melanie Lynskey, just fantastic actors everywhere. And it's one of the shows that I was like, watching on Showtime every week, like, okay, give me the next one. Like I need it like a drug. And so I have been waiting almost a year to get the second season. So I'm really looking forward to it. It comes out, I believe, March 24th.
You single-handedly convinced a ton of people to watch this show. I feel like they should be paying you at this point.
I agree. Showtime, give me some money.
And then it did really well in award season in terms of nominations and even some wins. So I bet that season two is going to perform significantly better for them, which means they're going to have a bigger budget, which is great for our viewing eyes.
Yes. And Roxy, I do want to read a quote from the actress that plays Teen Shauna, who literally said, "There's scenes in season two that are graphic, to say the least. I remember doing it and the cast and I just sat and looked at each other and we were like, what the fuck are we doing?" So it's going to be even crazier. So excited.
Couldn't be more stoked on that. Steph, what's making your TV heartbeat?
Star Wars nerds, stand up. We have a big year of TV ahead of us. This year, we were gifted Andor, which for all of us, we all enjoyed it. For Darina, it resurrected her love of Star Wars, first new Star Wars property since the original trilogy that she's actually loved, which, thank the galaxy. And for me, it is my favorite Star Wars content in a long time. I loved it so much. So, but next year we got Ahsoka coming. We have Mandalorian season 3, which Mandalorian's one of my favorite shows. So that's going to be epic. I have a lot more things getting introduced. We have a Skeleton Crew, Andor, another season of Andor. There's just like a ton of Star Wars shows coming out, which I feel like they have a way better grasp on than their movies, which has been fun as someone who loves TV. And for 2022 being such a sick year for like House of the Dragon and Rings of Power show, it's cool that this year, 2023, I have Star Wars shows to look forward to.
I'm stoked on that because they really are giving something for everybody. You guys know that Andor wasn't my number one fave, but that doesn't matter when we have other Star Wars things.
So many.
Yeah, which is cool. Everybody's got their, you guys know, I love lightsabers. So I was stoked about lightsaber shows.
Okay, but when is Andor season 2? That's all I care about.
It's going to be next late fall, winter, they say.
All right.
Yeah, not too bad.
The good news is, Dee, something you'll be looking forward to is 2023, we'll be getting a second season of Severance. They haven't announced the exact date, but people are saying around October. And I am going to rewatch the entire show at least once, maybe twice before then, because I just rewatched the finale. And boy, does it ring true that it is the best season one finale of any show that I've seen this decade. Like that, the way that Severance made me scream by myself in my room at this television, I've never anticipated a season two of a show more. I have to know what happens. I can't not know what happens.
That ending was amazing. And I knew it, Roxy. I knew like the last few minutes, I was like, it's going to end right now. Everything is happening. Everything is coming and it's going to end right now. And I was so upset about it, but also loved it.
Yeah, that was the feeling, Dee. It's like you knew it was coming, but they pulled the rug. I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't watched it yet, but they did give us something. You know, it didn't end before we got something. We get something and then it ends. And it was like, you mother, like, oh my God. Oh, so, so good.
It's a great show. One of the most unique types of storylines and premises I've ever seen. It's fantastic. Great acting all around. Really great.
Steph, your idol is doing something dope next year. Is it okay to call it? We know that we shouldn't idolize any celebrities anymore because they just let us down. But somebody that you have looked up to as a career woman for a long time. What's happening in 2023?
Well, for the first time in nearly 5 years, Bad Gal Riri will be gracing our screens as she's going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime performance. She hasn't had an album come out since Anti in 2016. And it's like, as a Riri fan, the Navy, we've been suffering. You feel my pain. We've been waiting for this moment. She had the best pregnancy run fashion-wise out of anyone who's ever been pregnant before. And then now it's like she's going to come back and be the halftime performance, which means that there's going to be I feel like new music coming after that, even though she hasn't confirmed that yet.
I'm going to be watching this halftime performance glued. Like, you this isn't a situation in which people can turn down the TV. Like, my eyes are going to be glued. And you know, if there's one thing about her, she can perform.
Yes.
Like, she is a showwoman. I'm stoked on this. Let's go.
I'm just so happy that it's not Maroon 5.
Gosh, what an awful, awful pick.
Yeah. Like, no. Because Rihanna, really, I think the majority has at least one song that they can rock with.
I certainly do.
Right? Like, it's RiRi.
Ella, Ella, Ella.
Yeah.
I get it.
You guys have seen her live or you haven't seen her live?
No, I'm not a huge fan, so I never did. But I would totally love to go with you guys because I know Steph would die. So I would just like to see that.
Yeah, I want to go so bad. I haven't seen her. Have you, dude?
Yeah, it was one of the best shows of my entire life.
Really, Roxy? Word.
Yeah, and I went for free. It was actually, I went to see her in Tel Aviv. We were cleaning up a forest or a national park. And we were cleaning up for hours. And at the end, and like, I was being such a little brat about it. Like, oh, why do I have to clean up other people's trash? It's so stupid. And at the end, they were like, oh, thank you for doing that. Here are these sick tickets to Rihanna tonight. And I was like, oh, my God.
Is this a yoke?
Yeah. Are you making a yoke? And they gave them to us. And it was like the sickest performance ever. It was crazy town USA. Like, she pulled out all of the stops. I mean, it was like every look you could possibly fashion, like move. It's just unbelievable. My jaw was on the ground. She's an excellent performer. So
yeah, I can't wait to see what her concept is, because she's absolutely changed the game for lingerie runway. I mean, people aren't even talking about Victoria's Secret shows in the way that they used to. It's really like the Fenty shows now. So like, what the hell is she going to do? From her look to like who she's going to bring on. I can't fucking wait, man.
Yeah, something extreme for sure. Speaking of extreme things, ooh, she's killing it with the transitions today. Okay, so this is something I'm really looking forward to in 2023. Now, we don't know exactly how it's going to work, but this is, I've been looking into this for years. Since 2018, they've been talking about doing brain implants on people, which it sounds really scary and disturbing, and it's not exactly what you think. And I'm also, just to be abundantly clear, I'm not talking just about Neuralink, which of course is Elon Musk's FDA approval that he's looking for in 2023, which actually could be really beneficial to the world.
If he wasn't running it.
Right. Well, even with him running it, the actual product that is being made, the scientists making it, it could be really helpful to the world. He's a fuck, but this could be something great. But I'm not just speaking about Neuralink. I'm talking about actual memory transplants. And this is something that has been in the work for a long time. And finally, this year, they believe that they're going to start using humans, not using them, but practicing on humans and implementing on humans the ability to plant these panels that help you with memory loss if you have dementia or brain injuries. Now, if you're too far into your stages of Alzheimer's, there's nothing that they can do yet, but they are finding severe impacts of planting these things in animals' brains and being able to restore, not just stop memory loss, but actually restore some memories. And that is an unbelievable thing that we're trying to do, and that 2023 is supposed to be a really big year on. And specifically speaking about Neuralink, which again is Muskrat's company, he is currently undergoing FDA approval to be able to do this on humans and using similar technology. That technology is supposed to be able to restore eyesight in blind people and also give people with spinal cord injuries the ability to walk again. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the brain in 2023 that has made huge progress. And since 2018, things that they're working on are seeming to come into play in 2023 in a way that might be incredibly monumental for people with dementia or brain injuries or any kind of link from your brain to your ability to walk or see or anything like that. And that, and technology is just fucking amazing. And doctors and scientists, so much love to you guys.
Do you know if there's any, because all I've been hearing is on Neuralink specifically is like, there's all these monkeys that died, you know, like shit like that. So I'm like curious if we know if there's any positive news to come out of like specifically like, oh, you know, how do you even test something like dementia in an animal, right? Like, do you have any idea?
Yeah, really great point, Dee. And I didn't mention that yet. Neuralink is one of the worst things that's happened with Neuralink is there has been reports of so many animals dying, like mass amount of animals dying as they are animal testing, and products still oftentimes do animal test, which people have different feelings about. And I think that they are right now, as they undergo FDA approval, that will be made more clear to us, Dee, about what is happening with these animals. And they wouldn't be undergoing FDA approval if they hadn't, if they don't believe that they have fixed whatever that problem was, because you wouldn't get FDA approval for something if you hadn't fixed whatever it was that was causing so many animals to die from it. Now, that doesn't mean that it's right that they used so many animals' lives, but I know that whatever was happening, they believe is no longer happening, which is why they're going for their approval.
Because I guess if I'm an older person that is suffering from something like this, I would be like, just test on me. I'm gonna, you know, I'm old, I'm gonna die, like, just do that. But as somebody who's like younger and healthier, like, that shit creeps me out. It really freaks me out to like put something like that in my body. So it's just, it's obviously just really new modern technology that we're not going to know how it works for a decade, probably.
Completely. I was talking to you guys about this previously too, but there's been a lot of studies that they're running on mice right now about extending people's life expectancy and being able to stop the aging process. And you can only do that for so long, but they are right now able to extend and also retract from mice's life in a way that they think might correlate to humans by the equivalent of 20, 30, 40, even 50 years, which is crazy. That modern technology is so scary to me as well, especially as like AI is coming up and what does it mean to be alive? And if things are implanted in your brain, at what point are you you? And versus like if you can get back memories, at what point is that you? And at what point is that just like
HAL 9000?
Yeah, totally. But the fact that we are moving towards things in your brain that can prevent you from memory loss or help you to gain back some of your memories or things that might help you with your eyesight or might help with you with your ability to walk, that's where funding should be going. We should try to make it so that while you're here on Earth, your life is the best that it can be. And so even though nothing is set in stone yet in 2023, the fact that we are going for FDA approval on some of these things, that there is technology that they are finding is working to extend life, is working to help with memory. That's unbelievable and something we should all be looking at in a cautious way, kind of like Dee asking these questions like, wait a second, y'all are killing mice and monkeys. How could, why would a human want that in their brain? We should be asking those questions, but we should also be looking at, for all of ourselves and our loved ones, what possibilities are on the horizon and what are our options and what can technology do for us?
Yeah. And hopefully by the time that, you know, in a few years from now, all funding will actually be going to things like this, like healthcare and public housing, as opposed to, you know, just defense. So we'll see.
Or the 400th rocket, because, you know, we need our...
Or, yeah, or just funding all of the, what's it called, government subsidies to for a billionaire to buy a social media app.
Yep, all of that. Equally as important, there's something happening this year that has really got Steph in a groove. Steph, please speak to me on this air guitar world championship that's going on.
Oh my gosh, it'd be my honor. So August 23rd through the 25th in Finland, there is going to be a regional air guitar competition around the world. Like, all of these people will come from every part of the world in Oulu, O-U-L-U, to compete in the Air Guitar World Championships. And I was like, what do you mean air guitar? Like, are we talking air guitar? Like, we all kind of pop out an air guitar when we're in the car jamming with our friends. And yeah, that's exactly what I fucking mean. But with like the energy that you can't even imagine. I looked up some past year videos. These people are legendary. They're like sweating and performing air guitar. And thousands of people come to look at this. Like almost 4,000 spectators came last year to look at this competition occur. And I just think like, what a beautiful thing that they're doing.
So, Steph, do you know if basically the contestants will like pick a song, whatever, like some Van Halen song, and that's like they're just going to sit there and perform Eddie Van Halen air guitar in front of a bunch of people? And do you have any idea if they like actually like move their fingers along properly?
I don't play guitar, so I have no idea. But to me, I think they're hitting every note.
Are they singing?
The videos I saw, like some people are, you don't hear them, but they're like wording.
Is this something that makes you feel, Steph, like you could do this because you are a professionally paid singer?
Yeah, it makes me think I could do this, but also it gives me hope that people are making things like this. I think it is so random. It is so stupid and it is so awesome. This harms absolutely no one. This is fucking great.
Imagine this being your passion. How lovely. Like, if you love air guitar and then you find out that there's an air guitar world championship that you can play in front of thousands of people, that's got to be the moment. I hope somebody's listening to this podcast right now and is like, oh, that's for me.
I found my calling and it's extreme. But that's a good point. It's like people that do esports, right? Like, whatever, man, you find your passion and it's way better than joining some other stupid forum on the internet. Really great.
Speaking of the internet, we're the World Girls. We're all over the internet, and we wouldn't be the World Girls if we weren't obsessed with what's up there in space and the clouds and the sky and the stars and all the things. Dee, what do we got in terms of starry witchy shit going on this year?
Well, you know, I fell into a burning ring of fire. And here's the thing about the sky is that's the best. We love space here. And we love eclipses. We love any sort of meteor showers. There's so many things that happen every year in space that we get to be lucky humans, look up the sky and get to watch beautiful things. One of the things that's really cool that's happening is on October 2023, exactly October 14th, there's a solar eclipse that's happening that's called a Ring of Fire solar eclipse. And so what that means is that basically when we get solar eclipses, it means that the moon is literally between the Earth and the sun. And so sometimes, depending on the moon's orbit, you have the moon a little bit closer to the Earth where it completely covers the sun, right? But then sometimes you have it where the diameter of the moon is far away enough from the Earth where you can see an actual looking ring of fire of the sun over the moon.
Shut the fuck up. It's called Ring of Fire because you can see the ring of fire around the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, this works for me.
Isn't that cool?
But Roxy and everyone listening as fellow space expert.
Yes, Steph.
You need protective eye gear. You can't just look straight into eclipses. So I'll make sure you have the right lenses to view this, Roxy.
Wait, what happens?
You just like it can blind you.
Yeah, so this is, I'm glad you said that, Steph, because we could see Roxy just going outside her house being like, you guys, this solar eclipse ring of fire is happening and now I'm blind. Yeah, so specifically everybody from NASA to anybody that's like into astronomy says that you must use special eclipse safety glasses or what they call viewers at all times to actually look at it directly because it can totally affect your eyesight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think it's really good that you gave that disclaimer because somebody was coming for us after this podcast.
For sure. For sure.
Wow. All right.
Not on my watch.
Buy your glasses now. They're going to be sold out closer to October.
No, dead ass. So when I was first getting into eclipses, I waited and they were all sold out. And so didn't come in time. Luckily, I like hustled one from like a Starbucks or some shit. Like they had extra ones. But you should order them now. They're not that expensive and they do sell out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You guys are like, we already have our own pair. Start ordering yours. Fine, I will.
Yeah, they're custom.
I'm excited for that. Equally excited for this next thing. Nintendo World? What's up? What's happening?
Yeah, so there is a Super Nintendo World that opened in Japan at Universal Studios in Japan, and they have decided to bring one to our lovely city of Los Angeles. Super Nintendo World is opening officially in Hollywood at Universal Studios early 2023, supposedly. I don't know if that means spring, not sure, but it's happening. If you go there now, you actually can see some of the structures already. Like, you can see, like, you know, Mario stuff, like the big blocks with the question mark, and like you can see like the green tubes and all this stuff. So I happen to really like Harry Potter World at Universal Studios. I think they did a really good job creating like a Disney-like atmosphere. Not just the fact that the food's great at the Three Broomsticks, but it just really makes you feel like you're in another world and you're in Harry Potter World. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Universal is going to do with Super Nintendo World. I'm a huge Nintendo nerd. That's like my favorite video game console that I grew up with. Since I was a kid, I had original Nintendo, Super Nintendo. Like, all I played as a kid was Mario and all the Mario games, Legend of Zelda. So there's going to be a Mario Kart Bowser's Challenge ride. So that is my dream as somebody who has two skills, one of them being I will kick your ass at Mario Kart. So should be a lot of fun.
Who's your favorite Nintendo character ever?
Yoshi.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Great choice. That's the Asian in her.
Totally, Steph.
Who's your favorite, Steph? Yoshi also?
It's Yoshi, yeah.
Cool.
And can I guess yours?
Yeah.
It's Princess Peach, right?
Bummer. Yeah.
She's an icon. She's an icon, bro.
It's just a bummer. I love Yoshi too.
Yeah.
Princess Peach was like so cute.
And so pink.
She held it down.
And then I liked Daisy when she came out. But yeah.
Do you know Princess Peach's full name?
Peachy Peach. Pink Peach? What is it?
It's Princess Peach Toadstool.
Oh, that makes sense. Not cute, but makes sense. Speaking of, again, everything I'm saying, speaking of, well, they are speaking of. Listen, if you play Nintendo, you very likely like to smoke weed. There's a lot of great things going on in the weed world and in the mushroom world. I'm stoked about what's happening with mushrooms and weed in 2023. Some of it we don't even know the full extent yet, because right now in this country, Biden is making a lot of moves in the cannabis community. So we'll have to see what's happening there. But we do know for a fact that in Maryland and in Missouri, there is resounding support for what's happening with cannabis and it becoming legal in 2023 for adults over the age of 21. And it being legal rec in Washington, D.C. Those are happening in 2023. Game over. Let's go. And what we also know is that in Oregon in 2020, they put it on the ballot and they approved that that state was going to be able to have mushrooms. And it's happening in 2023. So finally, you can't say legalized fully because it's still illegal in the country. The same thing how weed works. But in Oregon, the people have spoken, and starting in 2023, patients are actually going to be able to take mushrooms under supervision, and they're the first state to do that. And there's so much psilocybin, there's so much untapped with mushrooms and with its potential and the way that it might be able to help people with things like PTSD or different ailments. And it's really cool that that's something that under supervision you're going to be able to start doing in 2023. So not only is cannabis being legalized in more states, not only are mushrooms being able to be used in more states as it also passed in Colorado, so we're stoked on that, but this is just kind of the beginning. Like, we are starting a new wave, a new world in which mushrooms are a thing that you are able to do, in which weed is less and less taboo. And we're working hard to get people who are in prison for weed, because nobody should be in prison for weed, out of prison. So on the lookout in 2023 for shrooms and pot. Really good stuff.
Hell yeah. That's huge. So I know that in like areas like Oakland, shrooms have been decriminalized, which is a good first step. And it's cool to hear that it's moving towards legalization in some areas.
Yeah. And especially the fact that it's going to be like used to help people in a way that you can, like cannabis, slowly and but surely started where doctors would prescribe it and people would help you figure out like your right dosage and what kind of shrooms. I mean, as somebody who's used shrooms for a long time, it's crazy to me that I don't know which shroom shape makes you feel what thing, you know, like in the same way that growing up with weed, I liked, you would get Beasters or Headies, which were the like more the weed with stems and seeds or the weed without it. I didn't know what an indica was, a sativa. I didn't know about strains. You didn't know about anything. That's where we are with mushrooms right now. I don't know about what mushrooms, what the different effects of different types of mushrooms are, because you just take what you can get. But at some point, we're going to be more well-versed in what helps with what thing. And that's fucking dope.
Well, yeah, especially because this is something that should have been studied so long ago. And that because of all these dumb laws, we haven't had our like right people and right scientists actually researching what shrooms does what to your body. But I'm so glad that things are actually coming this way. Way more excited about this than, you know, the brain implant stuff, because this is stuff from the earth, as we talk about here. Like, this is actually healing medicine from the earth, and I'm so glad it's already showing people's help with like things like depression and anxiety. It's obviously, you know, helped all of us here in this way, so I'm so excited about this. I think everybody should be on the good healing plant earth drugs, because I think people would be happier.
You know what makes everyone happy? Music. Actually, sometimes it makes you sad. It just makes you feel, and feeling is good. There's great music coming in 2023. Things you should be looking forward to are goth queen Darina. What's on your radar?
The thing about the music is that it's the best thing in life, and I'm always looking for new music, but I do get excited when my old school bands that I grew up listening to make new music, specifically Depeche Mode. I don't know if y'all heard, but one of the main members passed away recently last year, or this year, Andy Fletcher, who was one of the co-founders and the keyboardist. And so it's literally now just Martin Gore and Dave Gahan who are left in this group. And so they ended up creating this album called Memento Mori, which is coming out, I think, sometime in March. And it's basically their first album without Andy. And it's kind of like an album to honor his memory, because it literally is in the name, Memento Mori. It's about death, obviously. So I love this band. I've seen them in concert multiple times. They're fantastic. So it's like a bittersweet thing to like have this album come out. But it's also, you know, kind of cool that people can create something together. And even if one of them goes, they can still honor his person's memory with art.
I agree. I think that's beautiful. And I like Depeche Mode.
They're awesome.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. Steph, what's on your radar? Usually you're our rap, cool kid, hip hop goddess, but you got something else for us?
Yeah, a lot of the major rap and hip hop artists that I follow and that are blowing up haven't announced their albums for 2023 yet. And that is, I think, pretty common for the rap industry, because there's so much politics when it comes to when they release their albums, and there's so much beef currently happening within the rap community. So I think like no one's releasing when they're releasing their albums. Like, it's so petty. That's just my speculation. But the one thing that's for sure in the music scene is that in October of 2022, Blink-182 announced that the whole group is coming back together. That's Mark, Tom, and Travis. Mark hasn't been with the group since 2015. And for a lot of 90s, early 2000s punk pop rock, or whatever D wants to classify Blink-182 as, feel very, very happy about this nostalgic like dream come true almost, because I think a lot of people thought that they would never come back. And they're just like a very specific group in the sense that they're not the best singers. They're not like the greatest performers ever. They're not the greatest writers ever. But something about the chemistry that they have together and the absolute debauchery that they represent while being great musicians, I think just touches a lot of our little punk rock pop souls, Darina. So they're going on tour starting in June. The tickets are pretty fucking expensive, I'm not going to lie to y'all, but it is exciting that they're going to be making their comeback.
It's pop punk, Steph. So it is technically a derivative of punk. Everybody I know, including you guys, my boyfriend, anybody that grew up with younger than me is so thrilled about this. Everybody's super excited about Blink coming back. So I'm happy. happy for y'all. I think Damn It's a great song.
I have no money and I bought tickets to this. It was like it was not an option for me to not see them. I'm just like, can't believe that and not just me, all my friends from home, they're going in Boston, I'm going here. Everybody was like, well, this is obnoxious what you guys are making us do. This is very not work sucks, I know. just very not, but fine. You want 350 of my dollars, fucking take it. I'll sit in the nosebleeds for that. I cannot wait for this show. I love them so much. And other people that I love that are going on tour this year, I'm really bummed that I have not secured tickets to this. I can't let 2023 end without going, though. Bruce Springsteen is going on tour. His tickets are egregiously expensive, and he's not coming to LA. But he is going on tour, and he is the best live performer. Homie goes for hours. Like, it is crazy. People who go to Bruce Springsteen shows know that, like, this man gets down, unlike anybody else, for as long as he can stand. He will just go and go. It doesn't matter what time your venue closes. He is just like there to give you a once in a lifetime show. So he's majorly on my list of people that I can't wait to see this year. Dee, any other music that you're looking forward to this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to check out Metallica's new album. It's called 72 Seasons. That's coming up, I believe, in April. Caroline Polachek, who's a newcomer that I got to see at the festival Portola in San Francisco this year, who was great. She's coming up with a new album. I really like her stuff. Always looking for new stuff, man. Music is something that I'll never stop looking for. So excited for all of these albums. Smashing Pumpkins got a new album coming out too. I'll check that out.
Ooh, can't wait for that. I love them too. Chili Peppers are going on tour this year. I saw them in 2022. They are some of the best performers ever, and they always bring great people with them. So I'm looking forward to that in 2023. And like Steph said, a lot of people still haven't announced what music they will be dropping. So looking forward to any of the good new stuff. Music, we need you. 2023 needs help. Set the soundtrack.
Especially live music, man. Can't wait to go to all the concerts. Like, now that concerts are back, what a lovely thing. Is that the only concert you're going to so far, Blink?
No, I'm gonna go to Bruce, and I'm gonna go to the Chili Peppers for sure. But Blink is the only one I have tickets for as of this moment. Yeah. I've got to save up.
Yeah, man, those are expensive. That's why I go to the smaller concerts of like Fortet and Tourist. It's like small EDM people that only charge me $35.
Yeah, I know. Some of the big ones that I like, it's straight up highway robbery. And the problem is the bands aren't making the money. They're making some money, but they're...
Ticketmaster is.
Yes. Oh, my God. We're saying positive things right now.
I hope that trial, really fucks up that entire fraudulent system.
Me too.
I hope that the Swifties and the BTS army are going to destroy Ticketmaster.
We are not the only ones looking forward to things in 2023. Our patrons are as well, including John Lestrina Familia. He says... What I'm really excited for in 2023 comes in January, The Last of Us HBO series. It is one of my favorite games, and I'm so excited for people to experience it who haven't played the game. The characters and story are top notch. Did either of you guys play Last of Us?
A little bit. Brennan, my husband, loves that game. I know a lot of people that play that game and love it. And I came home one day. I played it a little bit. It was super fun. It's just one of those games, kind of like Zelda, that I cannot commit to a game that's so long that I have to play hours and hours because I just won't do anything else. But one night I came home and Brennan was crying while playing the game. Like, it is a game that people cry in. Like, that's how good it is. So that's why people are really looking forward to this movie. I'm surprised Familia here, Mr. John Lestrina, did not mention Fast X, though. That's coming out this year.
Wow, that's crazy.
I saw that on the docket, and I thought he was going to say something.
Damn. Well, I'm looking forward to The Last of Us. I hear that it is one of the great stories of our time. And also... Pedro Pascal is in it. Let's go, Zaddy. Gabriel Luna is in it. Let's go, other Zaddy. And then the girl from Game of Thrones that people were obsessed with, the one that played Lyanna, or however you said it. I feel like all the characters on the show pronounce names differently. She is the main girl in it. So Remember, she was like trending for weeks after she was on Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. The little one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot her name. Lady something. Yeah.
Lyanna.
Yeah. She was a little baddie.
She's a Mormont, right?
Yeah, yeah. Facts.
So looking forward to seeing her thrive because she's a great actress. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. And Gustavo Santaolalla is doing the music. That's cool. He is an amazing South American composer. He did Babel and Brokeback Mountain, a bunch of other stuff. Cool.
Nick Offerman, Murray Bartlett. There's just a lot of...
Melanie Lynskey.
Oh, Melanie Lynskey, yeah. Oh, Storm Reid. Crazy. That's wild. Lots of people. That's the one who plays Gia on Euphoria.
Oh, shit.
The young girl. So we're all looking forward to that and on the same page about that. And it's nice to look at things in 2023 because some of us didn't feel so great about 2022. But the great thing is, if you are listening to this, we have made it to 2023, and that makes us lucky within ourselves. So I'm happy that we have things to look forward to, and just remember how great it is that we have any of these things to tide us over next year and make us feel just a little bit better. And also that we get to enter this new year together. You guys, us, the world friends, the world girls, and that's something to look forward to also. So if you want to stick with us and get all things world girls, please go to patreon.com/theworldgirls. You can watch our podcast tapings live there. You can ask questions. You can see our faces and get a bunch of cool benefits. It's a great time to become a patron because we are going to have a whole end of the year meeting where we talk about all of the things that we are doing. So please be on the lookout for our Patreon to see how things are changing and growing and evolving. As always, we want to be the best us that we can be. And in order to do that, we need you guys because you are the best community on the internet. So thank you for that. If you have suggestions or things that you want us to cover in the new year, please email us contact@theworldgirls.com. We read all of those emails. We love what you guys have to say. It warms our hearts when we see that you guys like something or that you care enough to be like, can you try this? Can you do this? We text each other about it and we think that you guys are just the freaking cutest. So please email us there. And then also go to youtube.com/theworldgirls every Monday and Wednesday. That's when we go live. Don't forget to follow us on socials. We are pouring out so much bomb content there at The World Girls on Twitter and TikTok and at World Girls WAP on Instagram. We are pretty new here still. This is the first year we started a podcast. So if you want this to continue, if you want to see us continue to do this, you have to tell your friends. Please, oh, please give us a 5-star, write a review, whatever it takes. Let us grow here together. Subscribe, all that good stuff. And we appreciate you guys so much. Thank you to all of the world friends out there. Peace out, 2022. Hello, 2023. We have been waiting for you. But one thing is going to stay the same in 2023, and of course that is stay wet, my friends.